欢迎收听由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语节目及广告宾至如归飞向马尼拉
Ang programang Feel at Home ka dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company 宾至如归飞向马尼拉 Manila sa Taiwan Feel at Home ka
Mga kababayan, magandang araw po sa inyong lahat. Ang pinapakinggan ho nating programa ngayon ay Feel at Home ka dito. Ako po si kaibigan Jay. Alam niyo ba kababayan, recently lang in-announce sa Shin Manting. Alam niyo 'di ba, ito yung sa pinakamalaking youth area at also tourist spot ng mga kababayan natin itong Shin Manting. Alam ko rin yung mga iba diyan mismong sa Shin Manting na lang naghahanap ng mga matitirahan kasi marami din silang mga hotel doon tsaka mura pa. Meron din mga capsule stay or homestay ganun or sa Airbnb makikita mo na maraming nag-i-stay talaga dyan sa Shin Manting. Pero alam nyo ba ngayon, simula ata nung last week lang ay hindi ka na pwedeng manigarilyo. Kayo ba'y naniligarilyo mga kababayan? Sigurado yung iba dyan magsasabi ng yes. At alam nyo, sa Taiwan, even kayo ay naglalakad, hindi rin talaga proper na habang naglalakad ka naninigarilyo. Also dito sa Taiwan, kasi pag halimbawa tinapon nyo lang yung sigarilyo nyo o kaya yung wala kayong ashtray na itapon nyo lang sa labas yung abo, so might be mapicturean tayo at pwede tayong i-report sa police. Kasi bawal po yun. Ngayon, sa Shin Manting, noong last week lang, in-announce nila na meron talagang certain area na binigay para dun sa mga naninigarilyo. So, itong area to, kailangan yung malaman dahil hindi na pwedeng sa labas ng lugar or habang naglalakad ka, nasa labas ka, yung mga ganung public place, hindi na tayo pwedeng manigarilyo. Pinagbawalan na po. Kaya kailangan pakinggan natin, no? Dahil kung halimbawa hindi nyo alam, siguro tayo ay mapapenaltihan. Say no to smoking to ensure strong, healthy bones. All tobacco products are harmful, cause respiratory tract and cardiovascular disease, impact bone health, increasing the risk of fractures and osteoporosis. Smoking when pregnant adversely affects the mother's ability to absorb calcium, while also reducing the supply of oxygen and nutrients to the fetus, impacting its development. To protect public health, smoking is prohibited for individuals under 20 years old, pregnant women, in schools, medical institutions, and on public transportation. Not smoking and quitting smoking protects you and the health of your family and children. Call the Free Smoking Cessation Hotline at 0800-636363 for help devising a plan to quit smoking and support during withdrawal. If you require interpretation services, call the 1-955 hotline. Alam nyo sa Taiwan, kung halimbawa gusto nyo mag-quit sa inyong paninigarilyo, pwede nyo gamitin ang health card ninyo at mag-report sa hospital. Pwede kayo mag-register sa hospital at gusto nyo sabihin nyo, gusto mo mag-quit ng sigarilyo nyo, tutulungan kayo ng hospital at bibigyan kayo ng mga supporting para halimbawa naghihingi ang body mo ng sigarilyo. Meron silang mga dinidikit na sticker para gamitin natin. So yan ay supported sa government kung halimbawa gusto nyo mag-quit sa smoking. Kaya pwede nyo rin yun gamitin, no, itong support na to sa any hospital. Basta gamitin nyo lang yung inyong health card at sabihin nyo gusto nyo mag-quit sa sigarilyo, tutulungan kayo ng hospital. Tutulungan kayo ng Taiwan government mag-quit ng inyong smoking. Tandaan ho ninyo, dito sa Taiwan, kaya dito safe ang mga tao at healthy, makikita nyo naman dahil ang daming mga matatanda na nasa park sa umaga at nagsisipracticing sila or merong exercising, jogging, lahat-lahat. Makikita mo gano'ng karami ang matanda dito sa Taiwan. Kaya nga rin, pinag-iisipan na nila kung pwedeng i-extend yung ating retirement age kasi sa ngayon is 65 years old. Pero might be in the future, maging mas matagal pa. Ibig sabihin, pwede kayong matagal magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan kung kayo ay residents na. Even mapapansin nyo rin, ang daming mga support sa government kung halimbawa nanganak ka ng first baby, second baby, and third baby, lahat yan supported sa government. At saka mapapansin nyo rin, para maalagaan maigi ang mga babies ninyo, pwede silang free sa medical checkup nila hanggang 6 years old. Kita nyo yon, 6 years old. So, ibig sabihin, basta within 6 years old at nagpatingin ang mga anak ninyo dito sa Taiwan at meron siyang tiempao, eh supported yun ng government. Kaya naman din, ang dami mga kababayan natin dito na gusto na mag-for good. So, sa mga kababayan natin nakikinig din sa atin, kung kayo ay estudyante dito sa Taiwan or kayo ay nagtrabaho, mabuti na pumayag kayo mag-upgrade, maging intermediate skill worker or matapos kayo ng pag-aaral dito at makakuha ng diploma at makahanap ng maayos na trabaho. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa meron kayong mga gusto naman itanong tungkol sa labor dispute problem, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-955. At isa pa, another one na gusto ko i-remind din sa inyo, dahil recently merong mga news na napapakinggan natin, nagkakaroon ng hantavirus. Alam nyo ba itong hantavirus ay nakakatakot din kasi isa siyang virus na nakakahawa. Animal and tao, pareho siyang nakakahawa. Pakinggan po natin, beware hantavirus syndrome. A new confirmed case of hantavirus syndrome was recently reported. The patient sought medical attention after developing a fever, headache, loss of appetite, and diarrhea. Hantavirus is a zoonotic disease transmitted by rodents. Humans become infected by inhaling or coming into contact with dust or objects contaminated with rodent excreta or through rodent bites. To reduce the risk of infection, take the following rodent control measures. Number one, keep your immediate environment clean and do not leave food exposed. Number two, seal or block holes in walls and any other potential entry points for rodents. Number three, properly dispose of kitchen waste and garbage to prevent rodents from foraging for food. If any rodent-related health risks are identified, call the 1922 Communicable Disease Reporting and Consultation Hotline. If you require interpretation services, call the 1-855 hotline. So, ito yung nangyayari nang gagaling sa mouse, dun sa tinatawag nga nilang rodent kasi hindi lang siya malaking mouse, kundi malaking mouse. Pwede na natin sabihin rat nga. Pwede nila talagang dapat tawag dito ay rat. Mas madaling malaman ng mga tao. So, itong mga bagay na to, lalo na itong hantavirus, ay nanggagaling itong sakit na to sa mouse. Kung halimbawa natamaan ng mouse yung pagkain natin, or itong virus na to ay nandun nga sa mouse at dumaan lang dito sa bahay natin, ay malaking posible na magkaroon tayo ng hantavirus. So, ito ay nakakahawa nga at nakakatakot din kung halimbawa magkaroon tayo ng sakit. Kung meron kayong napakinggan na syndrome kanina na ibanggit ko, bukod dun sa meron tayong parang common cold, walang appetite, at merong nagtatae, yan ay possible na nakahawaan kayo ng hantavirus. So, mag-iingat po tayo dahil itong summer na to, lumalabas na talaga yung mga paligid sa yung mga mouse sa labas at malaking percentage na mahawaan natin itong hantavirus. Kaya dapat yung environmental natin malinis lagi. Huwag kayong magtatambak ng mga basura or lagi niyong itatapon yung mga waste niyo regularly para hindi puntahan ng mouse itong environment natin at hindi tayo magkasakit. So balik naman tayo dito sa ating programang Feel at Home ka dito. Mapapakinggan niyo ang aming programa every Sunday na 6 to 7. Replay time ay 9 to 10. Hanapin niyo lang sa AM1323 sa Taipei, AM621 sa Taoyuan, at AM1206 sa Hsinchu. Meron din kaming hotline kung kayo meron mga labor dispute problem or gusto nyo humingi ng translation service, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-955. Yan ho ay 24 hours, consultation and complaint hotline. At yung aming fanpage, ang tawag ay Feel at Home Ka Dito ni Kaibigan Jay. At ito pong programa namin ay handog sa inyo ng Ministry of Labor, Workforce Development Agency at Binu ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company.
Gusto na makapiling to, oh, oh. Sa pangkapang panahon na pinaliling nun, patay bawat ka na magpala. Patunayan ko na sa'yo lang ang damdamin ko. Kaya di na hahayakan na mawala pa ba, ipapatita ko sa'yo na ika'y mahalaga.
Ito ang nilalaman ng mga sasabihin.
Itong sa loob nating isang oras na programa, ang mapapakinggan ho nating mga policy at regulations. Unang-una po, number one,
start preparing your family disaster response plan.
Number two,
only legal modification can be made to motorbikes.
Number three, mga items na bawal idalin dito sa Taiwan. Number 4,
every year of May, it's our responsibility to pay our tax. Number 5, intermediate skill worker. Kaya itong mga maririnig ho nating policy at regulations ay pinaka-updated na ho na galing sa Ministry of Labor. Kung kayo ay meron pang gusto malaman more than this, pwede ho nating bisitahin ang website ho ng Ministry of Labor sa fw.wda.gov.tw. Pwede nyo rin ho i-add ang 1-855-E-LINE. I-search nyo lang sa line application ang 1-855-MW_PH at i-add nyo lang ho siya sa friend list natin. Sa huli, huwag nyo kalimutan mag-register. Meron tayong regularly na makakatanggap ng mga notifications na napaka-importanting reminders para ho sa atin. Kaya huwag ho kayo aalis, pakinggan lang itong aming programa sa Feel at Home Ka Dito.
What should you do when you receive a summons? What should you be aware of when you're in court? Welcome to this segment on defendants in criminal litigation. Let us answer your questions. Understanding the summons. After receiving the summons, which parts should you pay particular attention to? First, you should note the contact details of the court and the clerk in charge. Once you're at the courthouse, you'll give your case number to court personnel so they can check on your case. The cause of action refers to the type of criminal litigation on the basis of the facts. The time of arrival indicates the time the proceedings are scheduled to begin. Note the location of the proceedings, including the courtroom number, to avoid going to the wrong place on that day. The branch ID is the branch the court has appointed to hear your case. The type of session reveals what the court is prepared to do on the court date. The most common sessions are preliminary proceedings and trial proceedings. When the case comes to court, the preliminary proceedings will begin, and the court will confirm if the defendant has admitted guilt in the answer to the complaint, and whether they have appealed to investigate the investigation evidence. After the preliminary proceedings have concluded, a date will be chosen for the trial, with cross-examinations and oral arguments, where each side will present their case. The most important thing is that you need to offer up a response or evidence within the stated time frame or appoint a lawyer to defend you. You should attend in person unless you have a valid reason not to. If you receive a summons and don't attend, what will happen? The consequences are very serious. If you don't appear on time without a valid reason, the court will issue a warrant for the police to arrest you, or you'll be listed as wanted by the police. What should I do if I can't attend court on the designated date? If the case involves a non-serious crime, in principle, you can appoint an agent ad litem to attend court for you. If you are unable to attend court due to illness or a business trip, please remember to apply to the court for leave before the court date and attach evidentiary documents. If the court approves, you can then take leave. What if you take issue with anything listed in the complaint mailed to you by the prosecutor? You can submit a written defense to the criminal complaint before the court date or on the same day. Or, on the court date, you can give an oral statement in court. A little reminder. If you need to consult examples of a written criminal defense, you can visit our website, and our AI customer service assistant can help you. Just enter written defense in the search box, and you'll find templates and examples to use as a reference. How can I appoint someone to defend me? You can appoint a lawyer to defend you, a statutory agent, a spouse, or a third-degree relative can also independently retain a defense attorney for you. After appointing your defender, you need to sign a power of attorney for criminal action form and submit it to the court. Will the court appoint a public defender or lawyer for me for free? In certain situations, if you have not chosen a defender, the court will appoint one for you. For example, In cases in which the minimum punishment for criminal responsibility is a fixed-term imprisonment of not less than 3 years, or in cases of civil strife, treason, obstructing diplomatic relations, Article 7(1) of the National Security Law and its attempted crimes, and crimes specified in Items 1 to 3 of Article 8. If defendants are suffering from a mental illness or disorder, or are mentally challenged and are unable to effectively express their opinion, or they're indigenous or from a low-income background, the court will appoint a lawyer for them. Preparing for court. The day you are set to appear in court arrives. If the court has agreed to remote proceedings, please refer to the Remote Court Proceedings Handbook in advance. For more information, you can scan the QR code in the top left corner. The courtroom is a solemn place, so if you do attend in person, please take care to dress appropriately to show you take your own rights seriously. On that day, remember to bring the summons, your ROC ID card, or other identification, and any documents listed on the summons. Ideally, you should register your attendance at the court early, giving yourself time to find the courtroom. Please make use of public transportation when possible. Don't forget to log in a bit early if it's a remote proceeding. There are two ways to register your arrival at court: at the counter or the check-in kiosk. After you've registered and arrived at the appointed court, wait for the court attendant to call you in. If it's not your turn yet, you can either stay outside in the waiting area or sit in the public gallery inside your appointed courtroom and listen to the current session. If the appointed time arrives and your case hasn't been called yet, the previous case may have gone over on time. Like hospital clinics, courts hear several cases every day, so please be patient. You can check the progress of the previous case on the court's website or on the LCD monitors outside the court. After entering the courtroom, please remain silent and be respectful. Court procedures and your rights. Taking pictures, video, and making audio recordings in the courtroom is not permitted. If required, you can apply for a CD recording from the court after proceedings are complete. Now I'll take you on a tour of the courtroom. At the front is the judge's bench. Below the judge are the court clerk and the court interpreter. In the center is the witness stand. The victim and the prosecutor are on the right. The defendant and their agent ad litem are on the left. Witnesses and other relevant persons are in the spectator gallery waiting to testify. When called upon, enter the seat designated for the defendant. The judge will check some of your basic information with you, including your name, date of birth, and residential address, and ensure that you are not bound to the will of external parties. Then they will announce the cause of action and inform you of your rights. We advise you to write out a clear answer to the complaint and submit it to the court. When you appear in court, you should address the main points to ensure the court's time is used effectively. The judge will ask you to clarify anything they have questions about. If you're unsure as to your ability to explain clearly, you can provide written documents to supplement your testimony. Please respect the right of others to explain themselves. Do not interrupt them. If you want to counter, please raise your hand. You may speak again with the judge's permission. In court, the clerk will make a written record of the main points of the proceedings. Everyone will have a computer monitor to view this record. If you discover an error or a misunderstanding in this record, you can report it immediately. During a trial, defendants have the right to remain silent. You can choose not to answer when questioned, as you shouldn't be compelled to make statements that don't conform with what you think. In the preliminary proceeding, the prosecutor will explain the facts of the crime, and the judge will explain the details of the complaint and the response. The judge will ask you if you wish to express opinions on the evidence offered up and the facts as described by the prosecutor. Both you and the prosecutor can ask for additional evidence to be investigated, and the court will define the scope and method for this. The judge will collate this and list the points of contention and agreement between both parties. During the trial process, the prosecutor will explain the cause of action, and you can respond. At this time, both parties will cross-examine relevant witnesses and experts to verify the evidence obtained in the investigation. After the evidence has been investigated, you and the prosecutor will debate your guilt. Then the two sides will discuss sentencing. The judge will ask you to make your final statement. If the verdict has not been handed down by the court yet, the judge will inform the court of the next court date and location. If the judge thinks that the evidence has been sufficiently investigated, he will announce the conclusion of oral arguments. The judge will then choose a date to announce the verdict. If you are found guilty, they will confirm the crime and the sentence. The court will publish the main text of the judgment on the day after it is announced, and you can find it on the Judicial UN's website. Giving testimony in court is not as difficult as you might imagine. So let's uphold justice together.
Taiwan Policy.
At sa mga panahon ngayon, maraming mga aksidente ay nangyayari at hindi natin yun kaya talaga maiwasan. So, mabuti na, meron tayong sarili nating piniprepare na backpack katulad sa bahay namin. Ako tsaka yung anak ko, meron kaming backpack na pang-emergency. At ang laman dun sa backpack na yon, meron candle, merong lighter, merong tubig, merong first aid bag, merong pera, at ibang mga importante namin documents na nandun din. So, ginawa namin to kasi para halimbawa mangyari man merong aksidente na biglaan kailangan tumakas, kayang-kaya namin i-take kagad itong bag na to, tumakas, lumabas. So, ito yung aming mga prepare. Kaya pakinggan din natin itong kailangan namin i-remind sa inyo, no? Start preparing your family disaster response plan. So earthquakes can be really scary. How do you make sure you are prepared? So the answer is, other than a standard disaster response, go back. If the disaster is particularly severe, the thing to focus on is where to go that is safe. So where is a safe location? The answer is, somewhere like a nearby park or square, open space, or evacuation center. Be sure to talk it over with your loved ones. Remember, you need to work out where the nearest evacuation center is and how to get there. Number one, use the National Disaster Prevention ePoint website to identify evacuation locations on your personal disaster preparedness card. After an earthquake, the system will show you the shortest route. Number two, agree in advance how to contact each other in the event of an earthquake because it may be difficult to get through with a phone call after a disaster. If you can send instant message, avoid trying to make phone calls. Number three, register in advance with the disaster area, family, and friends status inquiry system so relatives and friends can check you are safe during a disaster. Preparing ahead of time makes it easier to stay calm during an earthquake and reassures your whole family. Mabuti na i-advance natin gawin itong mga bagay dahil hindi natin alam ang accident kailan dadating at hindi din natin alam itong aksidenteng to ay anong klaseng aksidente. So, dito sa amin in-announce ay isang example na yan sa earthquake. Pero might be kung halimbawa may nangyaring fire accident or another war accident. So, hindi natin malalaman yon. Mabuti na mag-prepare tang maaga lagi para hindi tayo nagkakagahol kung halimbawa talagang nangyaring itong biglaan sa atin. Especially nandito tayo sa Taiwan, no? Talagang mabuti na napag-usapan ninyo yung mga important na saan kayo dapat magtatago. Hindi lang naman sa earthquake. So halimbawa may mangyari man talagang biglaan na hindi nating alam saan tayo tatago, dapat alam niyo yun in ahead para alam din niyo na saan natin matatagpuan yung mga relatives natin or friends natin or loved ones natin dito sa Taiwan. Bukod dito, another gusto rin namin i-remind sa mga kababayan natin dahil ang daming mga kababayan natin na nagsisirides ng scooter. Especially yung mga scooter nila talagang mamahalin dahil iniiba nila yung itsura ng itong scooter na to. In fact, kaya tayo bumili para maging convenient sa atin sa araw-araw para pumunta tayo sa isang lugar na hindi masyadong maghihintay sa bus or para mabilis tayo makapunta sa saan tayo pupuntahan. Pero itong scooter na to, mabuti na in a legal way natin siya baguhin. For example, only legal modification can be made to motorbikes. Many vehicle owners modified their motorbikes to reflect their personal style. However, as modified parts come from a wide range of sources, failure to follow inspections and alteration registration regulations can mean the modification made are illegal, which may adversely impact driving safety and lead to fines. Modifications must comply with regulations and be undertaken by licensed businesses. Owners are required to present invoices for modified equipment to the Motor Vehicles Office to complete inspection and registration changes. For example, changes in vehicle color or lights are legal if properly registered. Anyone who alters the exhaust system or removes the muffler without authorization can be penalized. In serious cases, individuals can be required to undergo a mandatory inspection in order to restore the vehicle to its original factory specifications. Fines can exceed $6,000. Sa kakabago at sa kakaiba natin sa sarili natin motorsiklo or tinatawag natin e-bike, ito ay might be nga magkaroon tayo ng sarili nating accident kasi sa kakaganda nila, might be na change na rin yung pagkaka-safety nitong sasakyan na to, itong vehicle na to. Kaya mabuti na kung saan natin gusto baguhin itong motorsiklo na to, kailangan na sa tamang motorsiklo company, yung bang mga talagang legal sila na shops na nag-change nitong motorsiklo. Kasi at least alam nila na ano yung dapat at ano yung hindi nila magagalaw dito sa parts nitong motorsiklo. So sana maintindihan ninyo no, at ma-realize ninyo na gaano ka-importante mag-rides ng motorsiklo.
Another announcement din ito sa mga kababayan natin, remind lang po namin sa inyo dahil marami na hong mga kababayan natin na nagta-travel dito sa Taiwan. So hindi lang syempre yung mga nag-work dito at kasama na din yung mga nagtutour lang po papunta dito sa Taiwan. Basta tandaan lang ho natin, merong mga kamag-anak ninyo or friends ninyo ay nagpaplano pumunta dito sa Taiwan, pwede po ba pakisabi din sa kanila na kung halimbawa, bringing or sending these products to Taiwan can result in a fine of up to 3 million NT$. Kasama na dito ay number 1, fresh or processed meat products at fresh plant products, vegetables, fruits, or plants. Another one is pet-related products which contain animal ingredients. Another one is propagable plant products, seeds, roots, or bulbs. At milk and egg and living insect, wood, soil, growing media. So, itong mga items na naibanggit ni Kaibigan Jay dito sa atin lahat, especially dun sa mga meat or any fresh food, ay bawal po magdala dito sa loob ng Taiwan. Just in case na meron po kayong nahuli or gusto nyo i-surrender yung mga items ninyo,
pwede tayo tumawag dito sa notification hotline sa 0800-039-131. Ulitin ko po, kung halimbawa meron kayong nakitang mga foreigner or kakilala natin na gusto natin i-report sila na kasi meron silang mga dala ganitong items, pwede nyo i-report dito sa hotline sa 0800-039-131. Every year of May, bukod dun sa, syempre may Mother's Day tayo every May, buwan ng Mayo, ang pinaka-importante naman dito sa Taiwan ay, alam mo anong panahon to, ay paying our tax. Ito yung mga income tax natin, kung ano yung mga tax na dapat po bayaran sa government. Itong May na to, sasabihin ko po sa lahat ng mga kababayan natin, no? Basta po tayo merong trabaho dito sa Taiwan, required tayo magbayad ng tax. Kaya maski na binibilang natin yung 183 days, less than 183 days, or more than 183 days. Depends lang yan sa percentage ng babayaran natin. Pero tayo, lahat ay kailangan po magbayad ng tax. Okay, ganito po yan. Explain ko lang po sa inyo ha, para medyo mas malinaw tayo. Katulad nga kanina, sinabi ko sa inyo, tayo po, basta nagtatrabaho dito sa Taiwan, maski na less than 183 days ka pa lang dito sa loob ng isang taon, or more than 183 days ka na dito sa loob ng isang taon. Ang naiba lang dyan ay si ganito. Ang count po ng tax ay every year yan. So, ang bilang po ng tax ay kung kailan kayo nagsimula magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan. Ibig sabihin nun, yung araw na nagsimula ka na nagtrabaho, ibig sabihin meron na tayo nun income. Meron na tayong sahod, salary. So, halimbawa tayo nagsimula, pumasok tayo dito sa Taiwan ng May. Halimbawa lang, hanggang end of this year, 2018, December 31. Means, lumampas po tayo ng 183 days. Pero kung halimbawa naman ay dumating ka dito ng around end of June or July, tapos bilangin mo yung simulang araw mo, nagtrabaho ka hanggang 2018, December 31. So, yung panahon na yon ay siguradong less than 183 days. Okay? So, yung 183 days, dun po yan nag-base. Kung tayo ba ay lumampas na ng half of year. So, yun ang galing ng 183 days. Okay, so magsimula po tayo dun sa mga less than 183 days. Katulad nga kanina, sinabi ko, kung halimbawa kayo ay lumampas na ng around July, August, September, October, November, December. Ganon. Ang pagka-count po nun ay i-check nyo ang inyong basic salary times 1.5. So, kung halimbawa mga kababayan natin nagtatrabaho sa factory, example lang po, so ang basic salary natin is 22,000, di ba ho? Kaka-increase lang po yun. Basic salary 22,000 times 1.5 equals 25,920. Kung ang ating salary ay more than that, magbabayad po tayo ng tax around 18%. So, kung halimbawa ang salary mo, sinabi ko nga, more than 25,920, sabihin na natin 30,000. Itatayos nyo po yung 30,000 yung sahod ng 18%. So, yung amount po nun, yun po ang babayaran natin tax for the year of 2018. At ang babayaran natin sa 2019 ng May, ang tax na babayaran natin ng 2018. Okay ba? Malinaw po ba? Doon naman po sa less than 183 days pa din, kung ang salary mo ay hindi ka lalampas ng 25,920, ang babayaran yung tax ay times 6%. Tandaan nyo kanina, kung lumumpas tayo ng 25,920, ang ating tax na babayaran ay salary times 18%. Pero pag less than 25,920, ang babayaran natin tax ay is salary times 6%. Ang sinasabi ko pong salary dito ay yung inyong basic plus yung mga meron tayong overtime, yung total ng inyong nakalagay sa payslip, doon nyo po yun ibabase kung tayo ay lumampas ba ng 25,920 or hindi tayo lumampas ng 25,920. So, yung isa, pag tayo lumampas, malaki-laki ang ating kita at marami tayong overtime, ang babayaran natin tax ay 18%. Pero kung halimbawa konti lang yung overtime natin at same pa lang din ang ating salary, minimum pa rin ay 22,000, ang babayaran natin ay salary times 6% lang. Okay ba? Pero doon naman po sa more than 183 days. Okay. Doon sa mga kababayan natin na pumasok dito sa Taiwan simula noong January, February, March, April, May, June. Mga more than 183 days na yan sigurado. Ang babayaran po natin tax ay salary times 5%. Pareho lang po sa local people. Kasi maski ako, nagbabayad din po ako ng tax, ng income tax ko ng times 5%. So lahat po ng tao, basta lumampas ng 183 days dito sa Taiwan, ang binabayad po nilang tax ay same lang din po sa local people. Okay, hindi po dahil kayo ay foreigner, kaya malaking tax sinisingil sa inyo. Kaya ganun. Pero makikita nyo, siguradong iisipin nyo, bakit ang aking agency, or bakit ang aking employer, or bakit ang aking broker, mas malaki pa dun sa 18% ang binabayad ko. Bakit yung aking binabayaran na tax na ay sobra-sobra? Ganito po yan, explain ko lang po sa mga kababayan natin na bakit sobra-sobra yung mga sinisingil nila. Kasi po, kaya nila sinusobra ang pagbabayad ng tax ninyo as long as walang ginagawang kalokohan yung employer or amo nyo at nakikita nyo naman dun sa inyong tax statement na ganun talagang amount ang binayad nila. So, ibig sabihin, lahat po ng perang yon ay pumasok sa tax bureau. Okay. Bakit ganun kalaki ang binabayad nila? Parang more than 18%, minsan more than 20% na tax na binabayad ninyo. Kasi po, minsan, hindi natin masisigurado na tayo ay, halimbawa, hindi natin naitapos yung contract natin at halimbawa, meron tayong biglang emergency, kailangan umuwi sa Pilipinas at nag-break na tayo ng contract. Dun sa mga early termination, early break ng contract, dun sa mga kababayan po natin yun. Kung tayo ay napapauwi na sa Pilipinas, pinauwi sa Pilipinas, o kaya kailangan umuwi sa Pilipinas, yung panahon na kailangan mo magbayad ng tax na sinasabi ko nga sa inyo ng every May of the year, late kasi tayo nagbabayad ng tax. Pero kung halimbawa, kayo ay napabiglaan umuwi sa Pilipinas, yung babayaran yung tax, yung babayaran yung bill for the tax, ay mapapapunta yun sa inyong employer, either yung agency or broker ninyo. Kaya para po ma-prevent nila na sila ang magbabayad, ang ginagawa nila ay naniningil na lang sila ng above of that. Mas malaki dun sa tamang tax na binabayaran ninyo. Kaya lagi po tayo merong nag-exceeding na nare-refund na tax. Dun sa mga nagre-refund na tax na yon, yun po ang tinatawag natin na overpaid na kayo ng tax sa government, kaya yun ay nare-refund. But not necessarily na tayo ay meron laging tax mare-refund. Kasi yung sinabi ko sa inyo ng 18%, at saka yung 6%, at saka yung 5% na yun, yun po talaga kailangan natin bayaran sa government. Okay? Whether you want it or not, kailangan tayo magbayad ng tax sa government. Natatandaan nyo po ba? Kaya wag po kayo magulat kung halimbawa ang nakalagay dun sa tax statement na binigay sa atin ng agency natin o broker natin ay more than 18% or minsan more than 6% or more than 5%, ganyan. Kasi pinre-prevent lang nila na halimbawa kayo ay mapauwi sa Pilipinas ng biglaan, ang bill sila ang magbabayad. So, kawawa naman sila kung sila yung magbabayad ng tax mo. Kaya ang ginagawa nila, laging more than that ang sinisingil ng mga agency or employer. Pero as long as yun perang, exceeding perang yun, ay napapunta sa tax bureau, huwag po kayo mag-alala, i-refund po yun ng tax bureau sa inyo. Okay po? Kung halimbawa, mga ibang kababayan natin ay hindi pa nakukuha ang tax refund natin, usually ang tax refund natin dumadating around from July to December kung halimbawa kayo ay magpapa-refund. Siguradong end of the year, Halimbawa, ngayon ay 2018. Ang marirefund niyong tax ay yung 2017 na tax. Pero sa after ng July, August, September, October, November, December, sa kanyo lang po marireceive yung pag-refund sa inyo ng tax. Kaya wag po tayo magpanic. Kasi iniisip niyo bakit nakaraan na ng isang taon hindi pa rin kayo nakakakuha. Tingnan niyo po kung anong year at kung lumampas na ba ng June yung date, yung panahon. Kasi sa simula July hanggang December, lahat po yan ay possible. Yung panahon na yon ay yun yung panahon na yon na nare-refund ang mga tax ninyo. Kaya wag po tayo magpapanik na halimbawa October wala pa rin, November wala pa rin. Pwede po nyo yan i-check kasi lahat naman po mare-refund. As long as ang pera ay nasa tax bureau, lahat po yan ay mare-refund po sa inyo. Kung halimbawa kayo ay meron ka pang ibang katanungan, pwede tayo tumawag sa 1-855. Kasi minsan nagtatanong kayo sa inyong agency or broker pero hindi nila kayo sinasagot. Hindi niya kayo nire-respond. Yun na yung tinatawag natin na labor dispute. Hindi niya kayo tinutulungan. Eh, samantala nagbabayad kayo ng broker's fee sa kanila. Kaya pwede kayo tumawag sa 1-855 at mag-file po kayo ng complaint against yan sa mga tax ninyo. Okay po ba?
Akala ko'y habang buhay tayo, akala ko'y hanggang dulo, kaya ba parang kalsada, dito na ba tayo papapa? Kung ganito na nga ba ang usapan, kung dito na ang hangganan, dapat sigurong iwasan ang mga minsang kamustahan. Mga nakasanayan dapat nang kalimutan upang di tayo makasakitan. Hanggang dito na lang, hanggang dito na lang. Ikaw ba ang nagbago o ako o tayo? Baka tayo hanggang dito na lang, hanggang dito na lang. Kung tunay ang paalam, huwag ka nang magparamdam dahil humihirap lang hanggang dito na lang. Akala ko'y habang buhay ang awit, akala ko'y hanggang langit, kaya ba parang kantahan, dito na ba tayo tatantan? Ganito na nga ba ang tadhana sarang pinto at bintana? Dapat sigurong iwasan ang pagkatok sa ating nakaraan.
mga nakaugalian dapat ng pagbawalan. Sunugin na ang mga larawan hanggang dito na lang. Tayo hanggang dito na lang, hanggang dito na lang, hanggang dito na lang, hanggang dito na lang. Hanggang dito na lang. Hanggang dito na lang. Kung tunay ang paalam, huwag ka nang magparamdam dahil humihirap lang. Hanggang dito na lang.
Ang susunod naman na good news na sasabihin ko sa mga kababayan ho natin, ito talaga ay napakatagal na natin hutong pinag-uusapan dahil ito yung hinihintay natin na policy na nilabas lang po to noong April 30. Bakit ngayon ko lang ho naibanggit? Kasi nung before, hindi pa siya talaga fully enough na details na nilabas ho ng Ministry of Labor. Policy na to, lumabas lang talaga ng recently na yung full details na ho ang tawag dito ay Long-Term Retention of Skilled Foreign Workers Program or Intermediate Skilled Worker, permitting foreign nationals to work mid-level skilled jobs. Ang mga eligibility, foreign workers who have been employed in Taiwan for over 6 years or whose cumulative work time meets the limit stipulated in the Employment Service Act. Number 2, overseas compatriot and foreign students who earn an associate degree or above. Applicable industries. Industries that face a shortage of labor, including fishing, manufacturing, construction, agriculture, for limited to outreach agricultural services, orchids, mushrooms, and vegetables, and caregivers. The technical qualification for industry sector must meet any of the qualifications regarding professional certificates, training programs, or practical implementation. These requirements is waived if one earns a regular monthly salary of 35,000 NT or above. And for the social welfare sector, must pass Taiwan's language exam and complete 20 hours of education or training. And the salary qualification for industry sector, regular monthly salary of 33,000 or above, a salary of at least 30,000 for overseas compatriot or foreign students who are first-time hires, but if they continue to be employed, it increased to 33,000 NT dollar, or an annual salary of 500,000 or above. And for the social welfare sector, care home workers, regular monthly salary of 29,000 or above. Live-in caregivers, regular monthly salary of 24,000 or above. So mga kababayan, ito yung sinasabi nating intermediate skilled worker. Ibig sabihin kung tayo naging blue-collar job ng more than 6 years tayo dito sa Taiwan. Ibig sabihin basta nag-work lang ho kayo dito sa Taiwan ng more than 6 years.
pwede na ho kayo i-apply ng inyong employer gawing intermediate skill worker. Ibig sabihin, naging upgrade na ho yung ating status dito sa Taiwan. Pag once naging intermediate skill worker na tayo, kailangan pa natin mag-stay ng 5 years. After 5 years, saka tayo pwede mag-apply ng APRC. Kasi yun yung mga hinihintay ng mga kababayan natin. Kasi itong APRC, ang tawag dito ay Alien Permanent Resident Certificate. Ibig sabihin ng APRC, ay pwede na tayo mag-exit entry sa Taiwan nang wala na hong limited. At wala na rin ho kayong limited ng 12 years working dito sa Taiwan. So, naging upgrade ho tayo ng naging intermediate skill worker. Ang gusto naman talaga natin mangyari dito sa pinaka-purpose is magkaroon ng APRC. Kasi pag once meron na tayong APRC dito, ay pwede na rin nyo idali yung mga family nyo dito sa Taiwan at magtrabaho kayo dito sa Taiwan nang hindi nyo na kailangan maghanap ng others, kailangan at least factory or caregivers tayo, ganun. So kahit anong trabaho, basta tinanggap kayo ng company, ay pwede na ho kayo ma-hire dito sa Taiwan pag once meron na tayong APRC. Kasi dati, kung tayo ay blue-collar job lang ho, ang hawak natin ay ARC lang. At itong ARC, dahil meron tayong employed at meron tayong kontrata na 3 years, kaya tayo dito nandito sa Taiwan. At ang maximum na trabaho natin, either 12 years maximum or hanggang 14 years for caretaker. Pero pag once naging meron na tayong APRC, wala na ho tayong limited. Ibig sabihin, pwede na tayo mag-stay dito sa Taiwan for good. Yun nga lang ang hawak ho natin na APRC. Kaya mga kababayan, kung halimbawa kayo ay merong chance maging intermediate skill worker, ay yung mga qualification na sinabi ni kaibigan Jay, kailangan ho natin yun ma-reach. Kailangan makapasa din tayo sa mga test. Katulad ng sinabi ko ho kanina, kung halimbawa caretaker, yung mga social welfare sector, ang salary natin ay 29,000 for the nursing home. Pero pag dito sa caretaker, at least ang salary natin mag-i-increase ng 24,000. Yun yung pinaka-basic natin. Pag tayo naman nasa industry, halimbawa mga factory workers, at meron tayong mga licenses na na-train, at meron tayong professional na certificate, ay ang ating ma-increase sa salary natin magiging 33,000 or above. Or yearly, annually salary ay 500,000 or above. Yan ho ay pag naging intermediate skill worker na tayo, yun ang magiging salary natin. So, kung halimbawa tayo ay nakapasa sa mga tests at nakakuha na rin tayo ng mga certificate or yung mga training ho natin na itapos na rin natin, gawin ho natin ito para ho maging improve yung ating staying dito sa Taiwan at hindi lang ho tayo maximum na pwede magtrabaho dito sa Taiwan ng 12 years. For more information, kung kayo ay meron pang mga katanungan dito sa intermediate skill worker, pwede ho tayo tumawag sa 1-955 para mag-inquire. Malina po!
Let me teach you some Mandarin Chinese. When your employer speaks too fast or when you can't hear clearly, you can say 可以再说一遍吗? To ask the employer to repeat himself or herself, repeat after me. 可以再说一遍吗? When your employer asks for your help, you may ask 我可以怎么做? To learn more about the work, repeat after me. 我可以怎么做? When you have completed your work, you can say 我完成了. To tell your employer you have finished the job, repeat after me. 我完成了. Let us recap the 3 useful sentences we learned today. 可以再说一遍吗? 我可以怎么做? 我完成了. If you have any language problems, please call 1-955 Foreign Workers Free Hotline. Our consultants will provide interpreting services. For more information about working in Taiwan and Mandarin Chinese learning materials, please visit Taiwan Workforce Development Agency information site.
Ang iyong sariling naghahawi ng ulap.
以上节目与广告是由劳动部劳动力发展署委托制播的菲律宾 Tagalog 语广播节目宾至如归飞向马尼拉，感谢收听，下次空中再会。
Ang programang Feel at Home Ka Dito ay handog ng Ministry of Labor Workforce Development Agency at binuo ng Taiwan Broadcasting Company. 宾至如归飞向马尼拉，maraming salamat po sa pakikinig ninyo.